Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
A good topic today. This is dogs whining. They're nothing to do with alcohol, but whining of the dog variety.
Now, I'm sure I'm not the only person in the world that is driven crazy by dogs whining.
Normally someone else's dog, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be somebody else's dog. I don't mind so much the howling, but that pitch before, oh, it drives me nuts. And there's a very good scientific reason for that, is the part of the brain of our brain where that whining, it's a bit like kids whining. We pay attention to it because it's annoying, and it's frustrating because we pay attention to it, but we can't help ourselves because it's in that pitch that our brain receives or our ears receive that's really quite annoying to us.
So is the dog saying, I'm going to get your attention if I keep doing this because I know how much you hate this?
Yes, exactly right. So there's a number of reasons why dogs whine. They can whine for attention seeking, and that's often the most common. They can also whine when they're getting a little bit excited, you know, might be going for a walk and they've spotted another little dog or something like that. They can whine when they're anxious. They can also whine when they're in pain or they've got some kind of medical condition going on. They can often do a lot of whining when there's separation anxiety from their families. And finally, the next most common is to appease us. So we might have a quick look at some of those motivations. So attention seeking, the minute your dog whines and you look at your dog or you speak to your dog or you turn your body towards your dog, you've just given your dog a smacko for whining. And I think a lot of the dogs that I've had over my life, I have accidentally trained in the whining and they go, oh, that works. We don't want to encourage that attention-seeking behaviour. So often it's best to ignore it, especially when it's an early behaviour, until such time as it stops, and then give your dog some attention. So you're rewarding for quiet and not
that
for...
That whole thing we talk about, Joe, of rewarding good behaviour.
Exactly right, and not rewarding bad behaviour. So when your dog's excited, now this is one to be really careful of, because just like us, we get, you know, more when we get excited, we have higher energy levels and, you know, it's yeah and wow. But often dogs, when they go to those high levels of excitement, and especially if that's being matched by another dog, say, of that level of excitement, or for example, a child, that's when we can have some problems. So we want to make sure that energy level doesn't go too high, because then behaviours can be out of control. So my recommendation then would be to ask the dog for a calmed behaviour. So it might be, for example, sit and wait while we just bring this down a couple of notches, and then when I can see you're calm, then we'll move forward or we'll play the game or whatever we're doing. With anxiousness, it's also really important not to reward that, not because we don't want to love the dog or care for the dog, but with dogs, they see anxiety a little bit different to us, in that if I cuddle my dog and stroke my dog when they're being anxious, I can actually train anxiety into them. For injury or medical issue, if you do see that your dog is struggling or might seem a little bit stiff or the whining is not commonplace, then it might be a good idea to go and see your vet and just get the dog checked out, because it might be that there's a level of pain that they're uncomfortable with, or there's an internal injury or something like that.
Good on you, Joe. What are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about some new science about dogs, how puppies learn what to be afraid of and what not to be afraid of. Very interesting.
Good on you, Joe. We'll talk again then. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. I'll see you next Saturday.
Have a great weekend.